The body of fallen Fairbanks police officer Sergeant Alan Brandt has returned home to Fairbanks. A procession was held today in Anchorage, where people gathered along the streets to honor Sergeant Brandt. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early attended the procession and has more.
Fairbanks Police Sergeant Alan Brandt's remains were taken from the state morgue to the airport for transport back home. Citizens stood along the streets in a procession, watching as the body was driven through Anchorage. Nolan McLeod attended the procession. He learned about the gathering from a police department text message.
Well, I used to be a firefighter up in Fairbanks, and I went through the procession when the two troopers got killed a couple of summers ago. And I like to show my respect for the fallen, and that's why I came.
Having attended several processions in the past for fallen law enforcement, McLeod was pleased with the turnout the procession received.
I really like to see that the community's come out to it. It's really unfortunate that happens to our law enforcement, but I like the support from the community, and I'm glad that the community has come out to show their support.
Sergeant Brandt died in Anchorage on Friday due to complications from surgery to remove shrapnel from his eye. He was shot 5 times on October 16th while responding to reports of gunfire. The suspected shooter, 29-year-old Anthony George Jenkins Alexi, is in custody. Pallbearers, including Fairbanks Deputy Chief Brad Johnson and Sergeant Brandt's 8-year-old son, placed Brandt's body on a plane at Ted Stevens International Airport, where it was flown back to Fairbanks. A funeral service for Sergeant Brandt is scheduled for Sunday at 1 p.m., at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.